Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Meco Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
Good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday after a day off for Labor Day. And we got a lot to talk about in-state football, of course. Loads of it. Unfortunately, though, not a lot for Louisiana to brag about after the first week. Thank goodness the Saints didn't play. I just say that. They're playing the Packers. I don't have a lot of optimism going into week one for the Saints.
They're the dog in the bet this week.
Four points right
now. Yeah.
At home, correct?
Yeah, in Jacksonville. They call Jacksonville.
You're right. I'm going to come out and say it, and I'm just not saying it to make you smile. Is Tulane the best football team in the state of Louisiana right now?
Yeah, somebody told me that after church on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, man.
I just want to know where you're living tonight. You bet your house, huh?
Yeah. I didn't. I did not bet.
You didn't bet your house?
No, I didn't
bet. All right, okay. It's checking on you. I just want to make sure I got an extra bedroom. I don't know if Tina's going to be.
I knew that Vegas knew something I didn't know.
You know, the line came down from Friday, too. It came down. I think it went down to 1.5.
Yeah. It just goes to show you that. You always have to be careful betting on being a homer. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people say don't bet, on a team that you root for.
That's right.
And I just had a lot of cautious optimism, maybe not even cautious optimism, for the Tigers going in. And, man, they were just exposed. Yeah. Tigers just completely exposed. Tyrann Mathieu comes out with a tweet, and he used a word that just the average football fan may not get, but I'm going to try to explain it because it hit home when he said it. There's a term called leverage in football. On the defensive side of the ball, you have to maintain leverage on the ball. Last year, LSU had no clue how to maintain leverage on the ball. Just zero. And don't get me wrong, this certainly wasn't the Mississippi State debacle that was last year's opening game. But still, you can't get guys running wide open in as many situations as LSU allowed Saturday, along with such a poor performance on both sides of the line of scrimmage, offensive and defensive line. Now, I will say this. LSU's offensive line's bad. They look bad. But I'll also say this. Terrion Davis-Price didn't do anything to make me think that he is at all, even close, an elite back. And I'm going to give you an example. I watched Florida State, Notre Dame. I watched more football this weekend than I've watched in years.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I watched a lot of football. Played golf and watched football. That's pretty much what it came down to this weekend.
Didn't barbecue?
Nope, did not.
Okay.
And I'm watching Florida State against Notre Dame, and I'm watching Notre Dame's defensive front kind of shove around Florida State a bit, but I'm watching this little running back from Florida State every carry, finding something. Terrion Davis-Price found nothing. And I just want to say that because everybody is just hammering LSU's offensive line, and deservedly so. But it looked to me like he's a guy that if you can't crease it where the ball's supposed to be run, he can't get it done. Just very, very disappointing. Now, highlights, Kayshawn Booty, Westgate product, 9 catches, 148 yards, 3 touchdowns. he'll be in the NFL the second he's allowed.
Yeah. Oh, he thinks his agent's going to tell him, let's go.
Yeah. You know, Trey Palmer had a nice game, 7 catches for 47 yards. Max Johnson played well enough for LSU to win. 26 of 46, 330 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. But when it comes down to it, LSU with all their four-star, five-star guys got their butts whipped by a bunch of three-star guys, 2- and 3-star guys. A team that is not in the top 20 regularly in recruiting. So lesser players, on average, beat better players. Chip Kelly, to me, showed me why he is who he is. Chip Kelly had a great game plan, mixing up run and pass. Great job with his waggles and play action pass, and exposed the fact that LSU does not do a good job of leveraging the football. The million-dollar question, and I hate to jump on it, because I believe that everybody jumps on fire the coach so fast. And I'm not saying fire the coach by any stretch. But like I said before, and I'm going to say it again, O is now on the hot seat. He is officially. If he wasn't on the hot seat before, he is officially on it. I watched Ole Miss last night. That doesn't look like a team to me that LSU can beat, not the way they played. Because I think Ole Miss is better than UCLA. Just watching the quality of football, I watched Florida State, how much better they looked. Looks like they're ready to step up and give Clemson a run in the ACC, hopefully. But just so, so disappointing. It's so easy to say, I had buddies texting, they need to give Nussmeier a try. I think Max Johnson did admirably well. Played a lot of the game under duress. I thought he played well. A few drop balls. Now, I'm not talking about not crazy drops, not like right in the breadbasket drops, but some passes that could have been caught, especially early.
It seemed like he held the ball a little too long at times, too. You know, he does that.
Well, I'll tell you, UCLA. They mixed it up, man. They ran zone blitzes. They ran all-out blitzes. They did so many things. And it looked like they were playing chess while LSU was playing checkers.
Yeah, you could see some of the difference, yeah.
And O's got to be feeling it now. You didn't see anything on offense that reminds you anything of this quote-unquote. I look back now, hindsight's 2020. Should O even ever mention Joe Brady again?
Yeah.
We want to go to a Brady type of. I don't know if there is. First of all, you can't duplicate it because the players aren't there. The perfect storm of Justin Jefferson, who's already an elite receiver in the NFL, and Terrace Marshall is doing real well. You've got. The kid from Rummel, Jamar Chase, who's struggling right now, but a top 5 pick in the NFL draft. Joe Burrow, one of the greatest to ever lace him up, with a running back that was a first-round pick for the Chiefs, who's expected to have a breakout year.
He's on my fantasy team.
There you go. So I don't know if it's ever good. And I realize you get put on the spot with questions from the media, but forget about Joe Brady, O. Quit talking about him, because this guy Pete's and whoever his help is, that wasn't anything coming close. Now, I did see adjustments made. Boy, early on, UCLA was playing so soft in coverage, and I'm just like, please take it. Please take it. They were saying it on TV. I was saying it before they were saying it on TV. Take the hitch. Take the quick out. Take what they're giving you. They started doing that. UCLA tightened up the coverage. But you really didn't see LSU challenge them vertically very often.
No.
When they did get in their face, hey, let's try to run by a guy.
Yeah. Booty did a couple times.
You always need to understand this. I always remember this when I got into college coaching at Louisiana Tech. And remembering that my buddy Derek Dooley had never been a head coach before, even though, boy, he's got this big, you know, at the time, $500,000 job and blah, blah, blah. And I would see him make these huge mistakes that a first-time guy's going to make. Well, you know what? Jake Pete's never called an offensive play before in a game until Saturday.
Did not know that.
And what you end up doing, if you are so scared to waste a down, and when I talk about wasting a down, taking a shot, you got to be willing to take a shot. But an inexperienced play caller, when you're saying, oh, my God, 2nd and 10, how can we manage 2nd and 10? They're going to start bringing pressure. We can't run the ball.
No, exactly.
If you watch in the NFL, watch NFL teams, watch Sean Payton. Sean Payton runs the ball more on 2nd and 10 than he does on on 1st and 10.
That is correct.
I'm telling you. It just
Oakland was famous for that,
yes,
too.
Sean Payton will come out on 1st and 10 and throw it and throw an incompletion and will come back on 2nd and 10 and run it 60% of the time. On 2nd and 10 or more. And it's because it is an obvious pass down, and he's telling people, you're not going to pin your ears back, come and get me. We're going to try to get 4 yards here and get in a manageable 3rd and 6, and I trust my people. Well, I don't think Pete's trusted that he could handle 3rd and 6, or what it looked like would have been 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9. And so you get to a point where you just won't take a shot. But, man, talking to my buddy Jay Smith, I'm walking in Squirrel Run Subdivision the next morning, and he's in his little utility vehicle, and we're talking. And I said, you know, I'm starting to get it. In the past, I would have watched this game, gotten aggravated. But then I got a game to prepare for a week later, so I just move on. I got to forget about it. I got to go to work. Well, now not only am I, you know, just out here in the real world and I'm a typical fan, but I want to be able to talk about fun stuff to talk about on this show. And then when they disappoint you like that, you just want to vomit and you get aggravated.
Come join my team.
And we hadn't talked about the Cajuns yet. And, of course, the Cajuns, I don't think it's not even close to the same basket of what we're going to talk about in the second segment. It's a different deal. It's still disappointing. Don't get me wrong. It is disappointing. But it's not the same thing.
I tend to agree with
you. It's not even close.
Yeah.
There's a guy that came out on the internet and said, oh, man, you know, the Cajuns lose. And they're like, okay, it's okay. Go get them next time in, you know, LSU. But it's expectation.
Yes.
It's expectation.
You know, the only thing I saw, Brent, over the weekend, I saw a Twitter. It came out, I think it was after the game, maybe Sunday I saw it, where Coach O was walking into the stadium, I guess, to prepare.
Oh, and he popped off to the UCLA fan. Can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
And look, I'm telling you, folks, it's hard not to do that. Coming from a hot-headed guy, I tell you, I'm a lot more like O than I am than other people.
But you got to keep your mouth shut.
But I guarantee you, would Nick Saban have done that?
No, you just wave to him and say, good to see you.
Go Tigers. How about it?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, just you.
I won't say the opponent, but my first or second year at Catholic High, it might have been my first, and I had a team that was very temperamental. That first year, I was taking over a program that the kids were allowed to do things that I typically wouldn't, you know, get away with 15-yarders and things like that and turn the – I just
– part of the chippiness.
That'll kill you.
Oh, yeah.
Those 15-yarders will kill you.
In a hard game.
And I was, you know, having to deal with that my first year. And we went into a game where we knew there were players that were going to get in our head, try to get in our head. And we practice all week long saying, God bless you.
Hey,
and I told him, I said, guys, you're going to tick them off more by saying God bless you,
yeah,
than, you know.
You compliment them.
Four-letter words.
You compliment them. You know, great hit.
So every time they talk smack, say God bless you. Okay? And look, I have to tell myself that because I can be the worst one. I get it. But, oh, you can't do that. And you know what? If they'd have won, winning takes care of everything.
That's right.
More people would be looking at, oh, told them. But now that you lost, all those crazy fans just got to know how to act.
Yeah, it's come. That's going to bite him.
No, there's. Well, it's just one more needle.
Yeah,
more thing. You know the pictures. It's just one more thing. That it's another nail in your proverbial coffin.
That's right.
If that coffin does come around, so.
Well, they take on McNeese this week.
Yeah, well, you got two games that, you know, it's funny, he's going to be playing against his son. His son's going to be playing quarterback for the Cowboys.
That's right. That is correct.
But two games that, McNeese lost to a Division II school this week.
That's right.
This should be just an easy, easy one. And then you've got, I believe, Central Michigan, which should be fairly easy.
Should be.
But then you get right back into it. And like I said, it looks like, oh, man. O doesn't win eight games this year. I'm telling you. There's going to be some serious talk.
There's some serious opponents out there, too.
Absolutely.
Of course, Mississippi State had to hang on to beat Tech. Had to come back and beat Tech.
Yeah. No, down 34-14.
That's right.
So we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little Tulane, Louisiana Tech around, but then we're going to talk. We're going to really focus in on the Cajuns and my take on the disappointing loss to University of Texas. We'll be right back right here, 107.5 FM.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The dog days of summer are here. And you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan Lolo Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Raging Cajuns, of course, go into Texas. A lot of hype, a lot of excitement. And, of course, just got bullied up a little bit. And the thing I'll say about this game, on a positive note, the word out-coached is so overused. But outplayed, but LSU, it's becoming a common theme, the whole out-coach thing. It just looks like the other team has a better scheme than they do over the past two seasons. I didn't see anything of that sort in the Cajuns game. It looked like the Cajuns do what they do. They regularly take care of the ball. They had one turnover. They don't often get penalized. And they play solid. The problem is that when you've got a school like Texas, who they're recruiting higher profile guys than you are, and they get out there, and it looks like they're extremely well coached by Steve Sarkisian, and you get pushed around. And Cajuns hung in for a while, but the commonality between the Cajuns game and the LSU game that bothers me is I felt like in the LSU-UCLA game, if those two teams play 10 times, UCLA wins 7 or 8 of them.
As of the play last Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm just looking team on team.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you say, oh, it was the breaks and the penalties. I just saw UCLA as being a way better team. Well, it's the same. Texas, it looked to me like 9 out of 10.
Well, I just think that Texas has so many more good athletes, and can you bring the best out of them? Because they can pick who they want in the state of Texas.
Well, I don't think they can anymore, but they can still do pretty well. I mean, let's face it, A&M's getting
– I'm not denying that.
A&M's getting their share.
But out West Texas is a lot of good football players
that get
missed.
No doubt. But, the Cajuns, like I said, it was solid. Levi Lewis, completed 19 for 223 yards, 19 of 30, I'm sorry, 223 yards and a touchdown. Okay in the running game, Smith 11 for 54, Montrell Johnson 6 for 27. Looks like he's going to step up and be their number two guy.
Looks like it right now.
In the receiving game, Jalen Williams, former Westminster player, 4 catches for 63, Rodgers, which more and more looks like Levi Lewis really likes Rodgers. He seems to look for him often, 5 for 50. Lacy, 2 for 21. But the touchdown catch that Lacy had, that was big time.
Yeah, not only that, I didn't see him in the first half. Did he have some disciplinary problems? Because I don't remember him in the game even. Yeah. I'm going, where's Lacy? Yeah. Come halftime, I'm going, where's Lacy?
Cajuns played pretty clean. Couple of drops. Zion Hill had a great game, I thought. 6 tackles. He looked like he belonged. Trey Amos looks like he plays every third series. Had 2 tackles. Got beat on a double move early. Recovered well, but hurt him. Hudson Card did exactly what Sark needed him to do. You know, 14 of 21, 224 yards, 2 touchdowns, redshirt freshman. He was 7 of 12 on third down.
That's pretty impressive.
7 and 12 on third down. Catholic guy's other player on the field, Peter LeBlanc, had an early drop and a
Procedure.
Yeah, procedure penalty. Didn't play a lot in the second half. I'm not sure if that was due to injury or if you got so many receivers sometimes you drop one and they'll sit you for a little while. I know Peter. I know what he can do, and I know what he can contribute, and I know what a team player he is. So hopefully he'll be able to get untracked moving forward. But the Cajuns, I don't know, man. Offensively, I just feel like, I struggle to say stuff like this, but, you know, it's part of what I do now. I just want to start seeing some more innovativeness, some more option-type stuff, okay? Reading a guy, throwing off a guy, doing different things. It looks like Napier's number one go-to to fool with the defense is pre-snap movement. He's big on pre-snap movement. But talking with a defensive coach from Texas who's a dear friend of mine after the game.
Oh, okay. They talked to him after
the game. Talked to him after the game.
What do you think?
He said they're solid, you know, good football team, but he flat out said it. They just don't do much that makes you scratch your head and say, oh, crap, what am I going to do about that?
Oh, okay. Yeah. The innovativeness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just try to stick what they do best.
And they do it very well.
Yeah.
They do it very, very well. But I just think that Levi Lewis is a resource that they need to tap into a little more with his legs and possible. But you know what? If you're not an option guy, you're not an option guy.
But he was in high school, from what I kind of recall.
Yeah. And, of course, his legs on a high school field are going to do – you know, it's going to be different. Because you're running a whole lot faster than everybody else, or most of them.
True. But they just throw the ball horizontal too much. A lot of safety valves, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't see him looking down the field a lot, even though, you know, Lacy's touchdown was basically a 4-yard pass, and he broke a tackle, made a couple.
Oh,
nice
he made
moves.
A beautiful move, a little spin move.
Yeah.
No, we do need much more of a vertical passing game.
And I don't know.
And look, the Cajuns have to run the ball well to be successful. Look, when UCLA runs into a team, if they run into a team that can slow down Charbonnet and Brown, who combine for over 200 yards on 28 carries, they're going to struggle because they don't have a quarterback that can drop straight back and just throw balls and hurt you. And I think that's the Cajuns' problem as well. Cajuns did tip their cap on who is their backup. It is the young man from Rommel.
De La Salle.
No, the quarterback.
Oh, the quarterback. Fields, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry.
Because Levi lost his helmet on a play, and so you do see that Fields is their number two.
I know because they had a kid.
I really don't think the LeGendre kid is doing near what they thought.
Maybe that's why he left Maryland.
He has not challenge for the number two spot. He's the fourth quarterback.
Yes.
I've read that he really had a difficult time mastering what he needs to master. Because one thing I do know, that there's some hidden innovation that the Cajuns do that the naked eye can't see as far as checking and two-play calling and going a different way. And there's some things in there that the average fan won't see.
Reading the defense.
Yes, and just knowing where you want to go with it.
Who's the hot receiver?
I just do, and this is completely being a homer, and just I can see when quarterbacks just like certain guys, and I just hope that Levi Lewis takes a better look. It just looks like not many things are being drawn up for Peter right now, and I'd love to see Peter start get some balls his way. But that's just me. And that's just me being, you know, watching him grow up and being his high school coach. We'll see that as we move forward. Well, we got so much to talk about. We've still got our high school roundup.
I know that's some big games this last weekend, some big ones again this weekend.
So we're going to talk high school when we come back. We'll add a little golf in there, of course. And then other huge games across the country that had ramifications relative to, you know, already toward the college football playoff that will happen at the end of the year. So we'll be right back. 107.5 FM. Give us a call, 367-1240. See you in a minute.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
At Arsenal Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Beauty of Gray. Saturday, a welcome home party for Olympian Morgan, Lala Romero with music by the cast. And on Sunday at 2, it's Steve Adams and his four-piece trio. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for LSU and the Saints, and no bar has more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 to 8. On Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up specials.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
To answer a question from one of our avid listeners, the great Phil Streva. Phil asking about...
He's small but slow, huh?
Not that small anymore.
I'm not going there.
Asking about LSU and... Would I like to see more, less miles-ish, I formation, power football? And I really don't think, you know, as much as I think they can get better, I don't think offense is going to be the issue for LSU this year. I do believe you just have to go with who you are and do it, and that's just not who they are. They have developed into a team that's just not them. Of course, I would love – everybody would love to see LSU turn into Alabama, the team that can equally do both. But, you know, you're combining the best players with the best coaches. O's not bringing in the coaches that Saban's bringing in. He's coming close to bringing in the players, just not bringing in the coaches. And there's no doubt he does not have the culture. He is not built anywhere near the culture like they built in an Alabama or a Notre Dame or a Clemson or a Georgia, you know, schools of that nature. And I'm not saying it's too late, but he better do it quick. But it's so easy to always want what you don't have. When you don't, when you throw it pretty good, but you don't run it good, oh, I wish we could run it better. You know, you're always looking, you know, you marry a gal with a great upper body and not so great down there. Oh, man, you start checking out the ones that got the legs, you know, and then it's vice versa. Everybody wants what they don't have.
Oh, I hear you.
Really, that's it. You want what you don't have. Man, you got great barbecue in front of you, but you're looking over there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Look at that pasta.
Yeah.
That's the best-looking lasagna I've ever had. Hey, you want to trade?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, too.
You always want what you don't have. And I think LSU's got way more problems than what they have offensively. I do believe that LSU is going to be a pretty good offensive football team
too.
When it's all said and done.
I do too.
I'm telling you, I think Terrion Davis-Price had a horrible football game on top of the fact that their offensive line got shoved around. Go back, watch the Florida State game and watch how many times that Florida State did not move the line of scrimmage. And that little back from Florida State, don't know his name, found ways to make 2, 3, 4, 5 yards over and over and over. You know, the other thing about LSU, you got three guys that are supposed to play a lot. They already have academic issues. That's a culture problem. John Emery not being able to come to the game, it's a culture problem.
Deshaun Corbin.
Okay.
Is running back for Florida State.
Does that have his stat?
15 carries, 144 yards, and a touchdown.
And I'm telling you, they did not shove Notre Dame's defensive line around like those numbers indicate. He reminded me a little of Le'Veon Bell. You remember when Le'Veon Bell was really good?
Yeah, with the Steelers.
Just kind of stop, move, just be patient. There was no patience in Price's running. He just ran right where he was told to run and did nothing other than that. I mean nothing. It was gross. High school football. Big game, Catholic High, needing this one. You know, when I looked at Catholic High's schedule, VC, Brobridge, Lorville, Ascension,
St. Paul.
No. I'm talking about pivotal games.
Okay.
St. Paul's going to be a tough one.
I don't know if they're going to be.
It's like when I scheduled Barb.
I don't know if they're going to be able to play.
Yeah.
I guess the lights.
No. I think St. Paul's is. They are playing.
Okay.
And VC, one of my former players actually coaches for VC, and I talked to him early in the week. He was trying to get some info out of me, which I wasn't going to give him anything, which I don't have any. But he had told me that he said, Coach, we're a struggling offensive football team. You know, he told me, he said, we hadn't really scored in the scrimmage. We didn't score in the jamboree. And Catholic High did a great job of taking advantage of the fact that you got a freshman quarterback. You're a passing offense, and you really don't throw it real well. And I love to see Marco Austin. Marco Austin is a sophomore for me. Was always going to be my wing T fullback, you know, moving forward. And Panthers go hard to him. 24 carries, 169 yards to Marco Austin. More in a zone read look out of the spread. But just Marco's one of those guys that's never going to wow you in practice. He's just not. He's okay fast, he's okay size, all this stuff, but just when you give it to him in a game, he gets it done. And so super proud of that young man, knowing him personally. I know his family's got to be so excited.
And he threw the ball as much as you did, too.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah.
I think twice.
Well, when you don't have to throw it. Well, I always say it's more important, it's the threat of the pass. And that's where Catholic High is going to have to figure it out, because one thing I always prided ourselves on, when we had to throw it, we could throw it. The second you loaded it up, we were going to go over the top and we were going to hurt you. And that needs to be able to happen moving forward. But big win right there. Brobridge coming up. Brobridge, although they, on the scoreboard, dominated NIST, they did not dominate them. NIST shot themselves in the foot over and over. Three fumbles, seven penalties. But Brobridge has a heck of a quarterback. You're going to see two mirror images of each other when they're in the wing look, but Brobridge runs that option game extremely well. Tank Lotief stepped in there in 1 year, and they're running that option, you know, looking like Navy out there with a really good quarterback. But, again, NISH, disappointing loss to Brobridge, 21-6. Fumbles and penalties will get you every time. Brobridge starts a lot of young puppies. But Tank Lotief, in my opinion, two of the better quarterbacks in the area, and Kurt Ware and Tank Lotief, but Lotief gets the better of him in this one, 21-6. LCA holds Westgate to 89 yards offense. Man, that it's tough to do that anything with 89 yards offense.
And they turn the ball over to give Lafayette Christian some easy scores.
So 19-7, LCA beats Westgate. Westgate needs to figure out a way to move the ball you know, a little better. Westgate didn't move it all that great against Catholic High in the Jamboree. It was
turnovers
and
punt return,
a fumble return, you know, all those things. Now, Lorville seems to be a fine-tuned machine. When you talk about how a guy's supposed to beat you, and he beats you in a different way, Caleb Jacob, who typically, if you heard 9 for 181, you're thinking 9 passers, you know, 9 passes, completions for 181. He rushes 9 times for 181 yards.
Yeah, that's a few yards.
Against Erath. Erath, man.
20 yards a carry.
My wife's over at Erath now. Boy, just the Bobcats, they just, you know, I think they're really lacking in talent. I talked to my buddy at Church Point, and I asked him. They had scrimmaged him, and he said, yeah, they just don't have a lot of players. Highland beats Gaydon 21-12. Big win for them. Highland, of course, had to reschedule. I believe was scheduled to play Homa Christian.
Yes. I think they've got that field. I'm trying to remember who they're playing. Seems like they're playing another private school.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who it was.
Westminster over Generet, 29-14. St. Martinville in a shootout over Cecilia, 48-41. But St. Martinville with 14 penalties, 100 yards. That's something that's going to end up haunting them. When you get 14 penalties for 100 yards and you beat somebody 48-41, that game should have been a 3-touchdown game.
Yes.
Big shocker, even though Madison Prep is a very good football team, Madison Prep tops St. Thomas More 38-35. So the beginning of Walker Howard's senior campaign gets kicked off with a loss. And on the opposite side, as far as lack of offense, Acadiana 9, Karen Crow 7. Acadiana blocks a punt, so Karen Crow looking very good on defense.
Defending state champion, 4A, though. For the
Both defending state champions.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got the 5A public school and 4A. So I was actually supposed to do that game for VSN, but I called my buddy. And I told him, I said, until I'm sure I can get gas, I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, you're right about that.
No, I seriously. I told him, I said, I'm on a half a tank right now, buddy. I said, I'm not driving to Acadiana and driving back.
Yeah, I had a friend that got caught in Lafayette with some gas.
Oh, I'm coming back from Thibodeau the other day. I saw 100 cars on the side of the road, and they're not there because they're broken down. They're out of gas.
That's right.
On a complete side note, when there are gas lines, my wife has one of those gas tanks on the passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
You know how difficult it is to navigate that in a gas line?
Look, I got that with my Explorer.
I'm serious. I said, we will never buy a vehicle again with the gas tank on the opposite side. In a crisis situation, this is bad.
It is.
Well, you got to back in line. You got to go backwards.
That's right.
I mean, if there's a long car line, you're out of luck, man.
There's a lot of truth to that.
I was trying to explain it to her, and she's like, wait, what? And I'm like, I'm telling you, just wait. I said, just wait till you try to fill up your vehicle in a long gas line and see what you got to do.
They've got some places still out of gas, too.
Oh, I know. Kaplan, got to give a shout-out to my nephew, Corey Brody, Catholic High graduate.
Humiliated Lake Arthur, huh?
No. Beat North a million 20-14. Yeah, yeah. You're thinking about the Jamboree.
Yes.
Stop North a million in the red zone at the end of the game. North a million a chance to with a touchdown and a conversion and an extra point could have won the game, and Kaplan stops them late. So big one there. A lot of big games coming up this week in high school football, which we will talk about coming up. But we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some big games across the country that occurred. And also wrapped up this year's golf season.
That's right.
With the Tour Championship.
$15 million.
Well, I'll talk about that when we come back. So we'll be right back right here. Remember, www.cane1240.com. Just ask Alexa, play Cane 1240. We'll be back in a minute.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harrisheatcool.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
So let's look at some football games across the country with major ramifications. Starting out, nobody likes a bully. And Alabama has become the biggest bully in sports, more than the Patriots. you know, more than, I don't know, basketball's jumped around. You've had the Warriors, the Lakers, I don't know. But they've just become the biggest bully.
Well, if you're not an Alabama fan, yeah, you just don't want to see. Yeah. Well,
you don't want to see the same team win over and over again unless they're your team.
That's right.
And a lot of high hopes for Manny Diaz's Miami Hurricanes coming into the year. And you know what? They still might be pretty good. But they just get hammered by Alabama. Bryce Young immediately is the Heisman Trophy candidate, especially with Spencer Rattler, who I'm excited about because, first of all, I don't like Oklahoma. And secondly, I don't like Spencer Rattler. There's some video of him acting like a complete jackass.
That's probably the best word right now.
To his fellow teammates, competitors, I don't think he's a really good guy. So for Pratt, for Tulane to outplay him, I just love that. But my goodness. So, you know, Bryce Young with his million-dollar NIL and all that stuff, he's immediately the Heisman Trophy leading candidate. And Nick Saban just amazing. Keeps chugging, man.
I mean, just amazing. And they might lose their starting linebacker.
I saw that.
Yeah, to an injury.
You know, the song Time Marches On with Tracy Lawrence, how things change. Some things just don't.
That's it's phenomenal. He makes Bear Bryant look like he's in second place.
Oh, man. It's just not fun. It's not good for college football. But you know what? Hey, don't tell Nick that.
No, he's there to win.
Jeez. Georgia-Clemson. Loved seeing that one. Loved. So, Ugalele, I mean, talking about him being a Heisman candidate, survey says, you can't score a touchdown against Georgia. Don't get me wrong.
It's not like
Earth. What would Georgia's defensive line do to LSU's offensive line? Boxcar chimed in on a text. He said, is there a worse offensive line than at LSU? And he even mentioned that LSU's offensive line in the national championship year wasn't that great, that Burrow did so many things on his own. But they were definitely better than the one we have now. But, no, I agree. I do think LSU has fallen short on the recruiting side of recruiting offensive linemen.
Yeah.
They have not done a good job. You're not seeing – I mean, think of all the big-timers for LSU the last few years that are tearing it up in the NFL. They and think how many of them are offensive linemen.
They got a few.
There's not offensive linemen, though.
No, I agree. Yeah. But there's some old guys that are still.
Oh, no, there's no doubt.
What was the name? The big kid from Monroe?
Well, that's where Whit. Yeah. Whitworth.
Yeah.
You know, Saban did a great job recruiting those guys. I think Les did a great job recruiting those guys. I don't think he's recruiting those guys that well. Georgia, you know, right now you got to think. You know, the top two teams that you're looking at are Bama and Georgia in the country. You've got Ohio State certainly up there. But, Oklahoma, they're going to end up being in the top five again, but they don't deserve to be. Because don't get me wrong, you want to give Tulane all the credit in the world for what they did. But Tulane should not be able to play a top five team in the country to a 40-35 game.
And that with a chance to win the game.
Abso-dang-lutely. You hate it. Boy, you got tripped up and – you could tell it's a guy that he just didn't extend the ball. He needed to extend the ball.
That is correct.
And look, there's a lot of coaches. Bill Belichick tells his players to never extend the ball unless it is a win or lose situation. That was the win or lose situation.
I agree.
But it's hard. But I'm telling you, Bill Belichick, he coaches that hard with the Patriots. Never extend the ball unless it's a win or lose situation. But that was a win or lose.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, they barely get out alive against which seemed to me a very well-coached Florida State football team. Mike Norvell, I've known Mike for years, and Mike, glad to see him get that shot. Mike's recruited South Louisiana for many years.
Yes,
he's always been a big South Louisiana recruiter. Pittsburgh, wherever he's been, and glad to see him. the ACC needs for a couple of teams to step up and challenge Clemson. They need it. They need it for survival of their conference. But
I mean, North Carolina went there. I couldn't believe they were ranked 10th.
Yeah.
They went down.
And who'd they get beat by?
I'm trying to recall. I can't recall right off the top of it. But
Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Virginia
Tech. Who's not bad, but.
No doubt. So to finish off, let's move to golf. You know, one thing about the Tour Championship, I would think, and I guess I could have looked this up and found it, but I would think on Sunday they had some pretty good viewership. They're not going. So I guess there's the trade-off of the weekend that they have it, is that on Sunday you're not going up against any football.
That's right.
But on Saturday, as much as I was interested in that golf tournament, I just checked it out on the internet to see who was winning. Who's going to watch? You know, what football fan's going to be watching that at all? I would love to see the difference between the viewership, the numbers, on Saturday versus Sunday.
Yeah, it'd probably scare you.
Yeah. But on Sunday, hey, I watched. I watched close.
But, you know, for the years, you know, the NFL had a preseason games that we all play on usually Thursday, Friday night because they'd have that week off. But now this looks like there's going to be a 12-day break.
Because
they play the
there's no more
games.
Preseason games, right?
That's right. But, I mean, they play three instead of four now, and they skipped that last week, and they add another week on. So we might be playing football in March before all said and done, you know.
But Patrick Cantlay goes – he's given the two-shot lead over his nearest competitor. He starts at 10 under and holds off. Would have ended up – still played well. Shot 11 under on a very difficult East Lake golf course in Atlanta. John Rahm, who started 6 under, so technically John Rahm over the 4 days plays 3 shots better than Cantlay. But I do agree – even though I'm not sure if I agree the way they do it, in this playoff format, that Cantlay did deserve an advantage because he earned it up to this point. It's so hard to wipe the slate clean because winning, for a person that doesn't play golf, they don't get it. Golf is unlike any other sport, even individual sports. You know, in individual sports, when Bjorn Borg was in his heyday, when he didn't win a tournament, it was shocking. Pete Sampras. Okay, guys in my time. McEnroe. Okay, now you got Djokovic. You know, you got all these different guys. They are – you can't even get even money betting them to win a tournament. In golf, the best player in the world going into a tournament – You can. It's what, 4-1 odds?
Yeah.
8-1? No, I'm 8 or 10-1. I believe it's like 8-1, 10-1 is
somewhere
the best odds
you're
going to get. Because golf, there's just so many variables, so many different things.
So many good players, too.
Yes. Yes, Cantlay getting the advantage, I get it. So he ends up 21 under with his starting out at 10 under. Rahm 20. Kevin Na is playing great golf right now. I think you got to look at that guy for the Ryder Cup. You got to look his way. Justin Thomas at 15, Schauffele at 14, Hovland at 14. DeChambeau, Bryson DeChambeau. No Brooksies this week.
No. Nope.
But a fan did steal his golf ball.
I did hear about that.
I mean, really trying to jack a guy. I mean... So he hits a slightly wayward shot, not a big-time wayward shot. They're looking for his ball, can't find it. It's obvious on TV that the ball was hit in a certain spot. It's just on the other side of the cart path. It's not like it's in the woods. And some jackleg goes and just picks up his ball. That's a two-shot penalty, folks.
If you can't find your ball, you're right.
Well, I say it's a two-shot penalty for the purists out there.
I can't beat somebody.
It's a one-shot penalty, including the shot that you hit. But you're hitting three.
I can't beat some of the spectators didn't say, he took the ball.
Well, somebody evidently did.
Okay.
No, somebody narked on the guy.
Okay.
And evidently the guy ran. I don't know if they ever caught up with him.
The ball?
Yeah, evidently.
Oh.
And you wonder, is this a guy that's just like, hey, man, this – this is Bryson DeChambeau's golf ball. This is cool. Or he's like, I'm going to get Bryson DeChambeau. I think just like they used to for Tiger. I mean, Teddy, you remember when they used to knock Tiger's ball back in play. I mean, it's happened. All right, let me get a little foot wedge for Tiger.
Yeah.
So that wraps up the golf season.
We got the Ryder Cup.
Wait, exactly. Ryder Cup coming up in a couple of weeks. Solheim Cup, the women lose that. It's just, I just have such a hard time, Turbo. I'm watching the press conference for the Solheim Cup.
Is that the women's Ryder Cup?
Yeah, is this the women's Ryder Cup?
Okay.
And it's such a love fest, man. You know, these girls are like, yeah, it was just such an honor to play, and we played. So I'm like, come on, man, you just lost to a bunch of fuzzy little foreigners. Be upset. Say, hey, we got to get this done. Come on, man.
So how long have the ladies been playing this particular tournament?
Oh, pretty long
every
time.
2 years?
31 years.
Okay, 31 years. And when did they allow, when they first started, was it just Europe and Great Britain?
I think it's been the same format.
The original Ryder Cup was America versus Great Britain. Then they expanded it because the United States dominated.
Yeah, it wasn't fair, to Europe.
England's maybe got 50 million people compared to 350 million in the United States. So.
But I just – and you know what? I do get that the state of our world right now, being in a pandemic, it does make things a little more touchy-feely. You do know that there are way more important things. You almost kind of equate it to wartime. You know, the world's at war right now with a common enemy.
Well, I wonder how things were in 1918 with influenza and all, you know. So,
and so you kind of get it with the touchy-lovey-feeliness, you know. But, man, just don't just –
Hey, we got past the bubonic plague. We can get past this, too.
Oh, there's no doubt. No doubt. So we're going to have fun this week. We got Saints football coming up against the Packers. I will say, and I hope nobody hates me for this one, but I got a call from a buddy at the last second before the kickoffs, and he said, all right, really, what do you think? What are the most sure bets? He said, I heard you say that you thought LSU was – I said, I'm taking back the LSU, but I told him, I said, I personally would never lay this bet, but I felt like the Longhorns given 8 was the surest bet on the board.
Really?
I just did. I just didn't feel like the Cajuns had the firepower to – with Sarkisian. You know, with Sarkisian there, I just didn't feel like they had the star power.
Yeah, I just felt Texas has so many good athletes, man, that just more so. Cajun's got a lot, but Texas has so many more so in backup roles and everything else. So.
And what's funny is the guy disagreed with me and bet heavily on the Cajuns and lost.
Oh, well, Wilbur.
Now, don't get me wrong. When these guys, if you are a 55% or above guy in prognosticating scores with the spread, you are considered an expert. You do realize that.
Yes. I was going to say 60, but 55.
55%, those are the guys that are considered because, let's face it, if they're going to win money every year if they are 55%. And that means they're beating the house.
And look how many games come pretty close to the spread, too.
Oh, no
and
doubt.
The over and under. That's what's amazing.
Yep. So no doubt. Well, I was looking at future schedules. The Cajuns have a very favorable schedule. Hopefully, you don't have to fool with Coastal, but you got to get past App State, and App State's no pushover.
They look pretty good Thursday night.
Yep. Ole Miss last night on TV looked really good. Tulane's got to fool with Ole Miss coming up.
Yeah, that's in 2 weeks.
Yes,
in Oxford.
You know, Tulane's got Cincinnati. They've got Ole Miss. They've got Memphis. SMU, so
Central Florida.
Yes, and Central Florida. That Conference USA had been struggling the last couple of years. I think you throw last year out, but I see Conference USA making a major comeback to be.
Yeah,
that conference that is right next to the that's pushing the Power Five.
Yeah,
you got Malzahn. Over at Central Florida.
Got some good coaches.
Yeah. Cincinnati doing extremely well. Memphis beat the heck out of Colonels.
We'll that kind of surprised me, though.
Yeah.
Of course, the Colonels have a fourth. How many schools has he been at originally? He started at LSU, then went to Missouri, then went to somewhere else.
Who are we talking about?
The little quarterback for Nichols. He played at Scotlandville. Zachary.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsey.
Yeah, Lindsey Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a starting quarterback at Nichols.
Yeah, started at LSU.
Yes.
I say started
then
playing.
Then went to
there.
Junior college,
correct.
Then went to Missouri, then went to
correct.
To Nichols.
He was a good player.
Yes, small but good.
So tomorrow we'll get Jason Morvone on. We're going to talk some last-minute details about fantasy football. Along with other things, we'll look forward to see what's coming up this weekend. We didn't talk at all Saints today. We'll talk Saints and their final 53-man roster there. Some more juggling. Simeon is back.
Yeah,
is the backup. He is the backup.
And they picked up another cornerback,
yes,
too.
Yes, they did. So we'll talk about that when we come back tomorrow right here. As always, we want to thank our wonderful sponsors. Got to say, I had my old buddy at KK's. I had Sunday brunch over there. It was just fabulous. Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. The course is fabulous, folks. The greens are fabulous. Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, they're open. United Fire and Safety, they're hiring. Gator Outdoors and Gritic Electric, that's a wrap. Stay tuned for the Breakfast Club with Lee K coming up right after this.